Hello, folks. It's Pastor Brennan coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brennan live broadcast. And it's good to be here today, and good to be with you today. Thank you for those who are tuning in and will be tuning in. And today we're going to be continuing the lesson on the names and titles of Jesus Christ. Now, but before we do, we're just going to get into some prayer requests and praises. And want to just quickly get into this. So let's get into some prayer requests and praises here. I want you guys to continue keeping Brother Joey in prayer. He's still hurting. He recently messaged me that the family member, the member of his family that's about to pass on, has accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. Amen. And I've been praying that God would just get a hold of him, that he would be saved, and praise the Lord, he got saved. And so pray for him that he might, you know, be able to continue and be able to grow in a little bit of knowledge before he goes home to be with the Lord. Pray for Brother Joey. Pray for him. Pray that he's been hurting a lot. So pray that God will comfort him in his pain. I want to appreciate all your prayers for me. I'm going to say that a lot of the prayers that you've been praying for me have indeed been answered. And God is good, and prayer answers things. Amen. And so continue to keep me in prayer. Continue to keep my family in prayer. Continue to keep this ministry in prayer. Continue to keep, continue to pray for these videos, that God would take these videos into places that, you know, is illegal for the Bible to be preached. And just pray that God will just have his way. Amen. Pray that God will take these videos and just have his way and will and glory. Amen. So anyways, I do have a announcement to make. And this was this announcement has to do with a prayer request that I had put forth that I think that God has answered. And one of the things that's been on my mind in the past couple months has been, my prayer and what's been on my mind and been in prayer and a desire that I wanted to have was to have a page, a donations page, to where if people want to donate to the ministry, if they want to donate to this ministry, if the Lord has put something on their heart to donate to this particular ministry, that they can do so. And I'm not going to say what or who or what and how and who, what, when, where, why, or how or why. But I do want to say this. I do feel that the Lord has given me an answer to this prayer. And so I want to say that I am going to be starting to getting something put together for as per a donations page. So if people want to donate to the ministry, they can, if they feel led to donate to this ministry, they can do so. Okay? I don't want to prohibit I don't want to prevent people from giving if they don't want, I mean, if they feel led to give. I don't want to prevent them to not give, if you know what I'm talking about. I don't know, I'm kind of rambling on. But here's the thing. I'm going to eventually be putting a donations page. So if people want to give, they can give. Now, I'm gonna say this. Okay, I need to say this. If the Lord puts something on your heart to give to this ministry. And if you feel like the Lord is leading you to give to this ministry, praise the Lord. That's great. However, I am not that big enough, and I don't have the resources to be able to hand out those tax exempt receipts, or basically during tax time, you know, when you give to a church, they'll give you kind of like a receipt of your giving, to show what you gave and stuff that you can deduct from your taxes, or to help deduct from your taxes or whatnot. The thing is, I will not be able to do that, just because I'm not at that point, and I'm not that big of a ministry to where I can actually do that. I won't be able to do it. So, just kind of a word of warning that if you feel led to give, hey, I'm all for you giving, okay? But here's the thing, I'm not after money. I don't want money, even though it takes money to share the gospel, which what I'm doing is really, it takes a lot more time than it does money. But the thing is, I'm not wanting money. I don't want money. I don't want to beg for money. Money is not of importance to me. The most important thing right now is to get the truth out to people who need to hear it. Amen. So anyway, so I'm going to be starting a donations page. So if people feel led, if people do feel led to give, I'm fine with them giving. But just know that I won't be able to give you one of those receipt things for tax time, okay? So I just won't be able to do that. I just don't have that. I'm not big enough to where I can do that, and I really don't have the resources to do that. So if people want to give to the ministry, they can. Just know that you would actually just be, you know, just, I wouldn't be able to help you use that towards deducting, you know, or whatever. I'm not exactly sure. You have to forgive me. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's either to deduct from taxes or whatnot, but, or tax exemption. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's tax exemption. Correct me if I'm wrong. But anyways, I don't want to get too much into it, but anyways, pray for me. If you have any ideas, I want to say this and be done with the topic, but if you guys have an idea of how to set up a donations page, if you have a idea or ideas, please feel free to share with me. I do believe this is something that maybe the Lord wants me to do. I'm just kind of stepping out in faith on this. I feel like maybe it's something that He's confirmed with me. So please hang in there with me. Please pray for me. Please, if you have any ideas on a donations page, let me know. And hopefully I can get something up and running soon. Anyways, it's good to be here tonight. I hope you guys had a great week. We are now in the weekend again. Praise the Lord. And, boy, I had quite a week. And next week, I'm going to have quite a week too. So keep me in prayer for next week. I'm going to have a really busy week next week, and I have a lot going on, and I'm going to try to get some videos put in as well, but you keep me in prayer for this, and pray for the ministry, and, you know, I appreciate that. Let's see here. So that's that. That's about enough. That's about enough I'm going to say about donations and all that stuff. Let's talk about what's in the news. Let's see here. I want to see what's in the news. Divided Senate clears way for Kavanaugh's confirmation to Supreme Court. I wonder, does that mean that he was confirmed? This is okay. So I guess what that is basically that they have to vote in order to be confirmed, and then they take another vote to actually confirm them. Okay, so that's what's going on. So here's the deal. I still don't understand what all this nonsense about Kavanaugh did this and Kavanaugh did that. It doesn't matter to me. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because what if you really did do those things? That would be, that would kind of make it a big deal, wouldn't it? Anyways, but here's the thing. I still think that all these Democrats, these liberal Democrats, are just doing a sideshow. And because they're doing all these sideshows, they're making themselves look like a donkey, which is ironic because the logo of the Democratic Party is a donkey. The logo of the Republican Party is an elephant. Well, I don't want to be a donkey or an elephant, but I'd rather be a sheep. Sorry, that was probably a bad joke. Anyways, that's probably not a joke at all. I'd rather would be a sheep than a donkey or an elephant. Anyways, so all of these political sideshows that are trying to disrupt and try to cause havoc towards Kavanaugh's confirmation process, I think is really just screwed up. And, you know, then you have I wouldn't be surprised if George Soros was behind the whole ordeal with trying to disrupt a confirmation hearing, because Soros, by the way, George Soros is not his real name. His real name is like Schwartz, so it's like George Schwartz. He changed his name because he was trying to go hiding during World War II. And I guess there is alleged proof that Soros was helping the Nazis to confiscate Jewish belongings, as you will. So he could say that he was like a collaborator. Yeah, it's amazing in how guys like him tried to turn some situations into some real ugly situations. And anyway, so George Soros, he's really the bad guy in all this, you know. And the thing is, the only thing that Soros really cares about is money, and he spends a lot of to people that want to be agitators, professional agitators. And but the thing is, here's the thing. Kavanaugh, to the best, you know, again, is like probably the most qualified person to be on the bench. And my question, I have a question for you. I don't remember the exact year, but I know it was under Bush. Bush had actually nominated Kavanaugh to be in the circuit court system. Okay? Bush nominated Kavanaugh to be in the circuit court. My question is, if this stuff was really true, why was this not brought up when Bush nominated Kavanaugh for the circuit court? Why was it delayed for so many years later? Now, this is not part of the... This isn't part of the teaching. But you take a look in the Bible of Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife was trying to get Joseph to go in onto her. And yet Joseph said no, and he basically ran away and left a piece of his garment. And the wife of Potiphar goes to Potiphar and complains about, oh, well, this man tried to rape me and all that stuff. And by the way, Joseph never did no such thing. Joseph was innocent. But Potiphar's wife was making up all these lies. And because of those lies, it cost Joseph, an innocent man, to be put in jail, in prison. Eventually, God, you know, he got out, and God put him really high ranking up in Egypt. And, you know, what makes us think that stuff like this doesn't happen in our nation today? You have all these people that are crying out, false witnesses, which, by the way, you shouldn't be testifying a false testimony, because that just makes you look real bad if you do. And it also puts, and by the way, a person who testifies a false testimony makes themselves look real bad. And it basically questions whether they can be trustworthy. So here's the thing. I hope Kavanaugh gets in. Okay? I don't know who's watching these videos, but Brett Kavanaugh, I support you, and I support the fact that you want to be in the Supreme Court. And I think that all these things that are going on because of a lot of Democratic sideshows that are trying to discredit you from being Supreme Court Justice, I think that you should be up on that bench with the rest of the justices. And I think that with interpretation of law, I hope and pray that you could overturn Roe v. Wade, because here's the thing. Roe v. Wade seems to be, I don't know, I've seen people kind of stem it towards Planned Parenthood, and I can't really say for sure if it is or not. But let me tell you something about Planned Parenthood. Actually, it's really Planned Murderhood is what it is, because abortion is murder. It's premeditative murder. And by the way, well, that's a whole different topic for another time. We'll get into that. But anyways, here's the thing. Brett Kavanaugh, you should be in the Supreme Court, because I think that you are just as Donald Trump is qualified to run this nation, you're qualified to be on the Supreme Court. So, Brett Kavanaugh, I support you. We'll pray for you. We'll pray that God will put you on the Supreme Court. And we pray that God will use you to interpret law the way it should be, according to God's ways and not man's ways. And I pray that people can take a look at you and actually be able to follow in the example that you do and not try to politicize the whole thing. Because the Supreme Court should not be politicized, and you got these talking donkeys called Democrats that are politicizing the whole Supreme Court. And they shouldn't. That's a no-no. The Supreme Court is there to interpret law, not to make law. That is why Congress is there. That is why that's why you have the my mind is slipping. My mind is going everywhere. But that's why you have the Senate. That's why you have the House. That is why you have Congress. That is why you have the legislative branch. The legislative branch is the one that creates and makes the laws. The executive branch is what enforces the law. makes the law become a law, signs it into law. That's what the president does. He can also veto it, too, if he doesn't think it's going to be in his best interest for the whole nation. The Supreme Court, so you got the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. The judicial branch is to interpret the law, the executive branch is to enforce the law, and the legislative branch is to make the law. And there has to be appropriate checks and balances within these three branches. You know why? Because if there's no checks and balances, then one is going to try to usurp authority over the other two and try to rule. And that's not how government should be. Because a dictatorship does not work. You name me one nation in the past that had a dictatorship that actually worked. It doesn't work. Amen? Listen. You know what does work? Is when Jesus Christ is on the throne. And by the way, Jesus Christ is our king. And you want to know something? He serves. He is the ultimate servant. And whom we should be following after. Why? Because he is the ultimate example. Amen. Jesus Christ, when he was here, he was the ultimate servant and he served. He was not a dictator. Jesus Christ was the one who served the people. Still does. Now, some people get the thinking that, well, if he's king, then we should be serving him. Well, let me tell you something. Okay, when Jesus Christ was here, he was God in the flesh, and he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Son of God. He's the Lamb of God. He is the great I Am. But you want to know something? Jesus Christ said, "I have come. I did not come to be ministered, but to minister." It means that even though that he's king, maybe it wasn't king, you know. Well, and obviously, here's the thing. Jesus Christ is king when he was here, but he wasn't actually crowned king by man. Okay, but Jesus Christ is king. And what I'm trying to say is that he served and he went to others. He went to those in need who needed him. He was here to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen? So, anyways, I don't know where we got off on that. But anyways, but we have to have checks and balances in this nation. And we need to make sure that they still exist. And we have to make sure that each of those branches know what they're doing. And they're not. And we have to also make sure that it doesn't become some one gigantic political sideshow. Anyways, I probably just rambled on and on and on, and it just probably didn't help very much, so I apologize. Anyways, today, like I said, we're going to be continuing to talk about the titles and names of Jesus Christ. So, we're going to begin with Shiloh. I think that's where I left off. I believe it was Shiloh. Okay, so turn with me, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. Genesis 49, 10. Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. Jesus Christ is known as Shiloh. Okay. It says, "The scepter should not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Okay, Shiloh, remember, Shiloh is capitalized, which means it has a deity significance. Okay, so Shiloh is talking about Jesus Christ, amen? Now, Jesus is the Son of the Blessed. Let's go to Mark chapter 14, verse 61. It says, and he held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said it on him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? Jesus Christ is known as the Son of David. Let's turn to Matthew 1:1. Matthew 1:1. It says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. Amen. So, he's also the Son of God. Let's go to Matthew 2:15. Matthew 2:15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Amen. Now, let's turn to John chapter 9, verse 35. And it says, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto them, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Okay, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Okay, let's go to Matthew 16:16. It says, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and he is also God in the flesh. I can't explain that. Okay? I just can't. But that's who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Now, he is the Son of the highest. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 32. Actually, hang on a second. Luke chapter 1, verse 32. It says, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Amen. Jesus Christ is also known as the Son of Man. Okay. Now, turn with me to Matthew 8:20. Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but to the best of my knowledge, Son of Man was not just a title, but was also what Son of Man means is, I think it means, to the best of my understanding, it was God's servant in the flesh. Because when you take a look at Ezekiel and even Daniel, Ezekiel and Daniel were called Son of Man. Okay? Now, the Son of Man is Jesus Christ. Okay? Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. And it says, and Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Amen. Now, let me explain something there for a second. The verse I just read shows you that Jesus Christ was poor. You hear all this nonsense about how he was rich and how Jesus wants you to be rich and all that, and it's like, Jesus Christ was poor and he chose to be poor. He chose to leave the splendors of heaven and be poor and be in the flesh and to overcome the flesh and to overcome all the temptations that he faced. By the way, Jesus Christ never sinned. Jesus Christ was perfect. He was clean. And he was the only one that qualified to being the perfect sacrifice. Amen? Now, the term Son of Man was a term that Jesus used for himself quite a bit. According to his own testimony, you know, where it says in Matthew 20, verse 28, it says, you know, what it talks about, came not to be ministered to, but to minister. Okay? He didn't come to be served. He came to serve. And that, by the way, that should be our attitude. We haven't come here to be served. We come here to serve. Amen? To serve others. Amen? Now, in Matthew 18:11, came to seek and to save that which was lost. Matthew 9:6, the Son of Man can alone forgive sin. Matthew 8:20, the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. Luke 6:5, the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. Matthew 17:22 would be betrayed. Matthew 17:12 would suffer. John 13:14 would be lifted up. Matthew 12:40 would be 3 days in the heart of the earth. The Son of Man will, just like how Noah, I mean, not Noah, I'm sorry. Just like how Jonah was in the whale's belly, the Son of Man would be 3 days in the heart of the earth. Matthew 17:9, the Son of Man would be raised from the dead. Matthew 6:27 and Matthew 24:30, the Son of Man will come again in the glory of his Father. Matthew 13:41, the Son of Man will send forth his angels. Matthew 19:28, the Son of Man shall sit upon the throne of his glory. Okay, Son of Man was a Masonic title emphasizing his deity. But you also see that Son of Man also appears in Daniel and Ezekiel. God refers to them as Son of Man. Is that saying that Ezekiel and Daniel are God? No. Son of Man is, you know, is also a term for, you know, God's servant in the flesh. Amen? Now, continuing on, you have Matthew 6:3, you know. Okay, hang on a second. I'm getting way ahead of myself. So you see that Son of Man was a title that Jesus referred to himself as, okay? Now, Jesus Christ is also the Son of Mary, okay? Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Mark chapter 6, verse 3. It says, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. Contrary to what the Roman Catholic Church teaches, Jesus Christ had half brothers and half sisters. The Bible talks about how Joseph knew not Mary till Jesus was born. Okay? So when Jesus Christ was born, that was when Joseph knew his wife, Mary. And Mary bore kids. More kids. So Jesus Christ has brothers and sisters. Amen? In Luke chapter 1, verse 32, Luke 1:32, Jesus is the Son of the Most High. Amen? Luke chapter 1, verse 32. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Amen. Jesus Christ is the stone which the builders rejected. Okay, Matthew 21, 42. Matthew 21, 42. Jesus saith unto him, did ye never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Turn with me to Mark chapter 12, verse 10. Mark chapter 12, Mark 12:10. Whoops, I went a little bit far. Mark 12. 10. And have ye not read the scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. By the way, if your Bible says capstone, it's wrong. Jesus Christ is not the capstone. He is the cornerstone. Amen? That's who Jesus is. Now, turn with me to Acts chapter 4, verse 11. Acts chapter 4, verse 11. Acts 4, 11. And it says, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. So we see that Jesus Christ is the stone which the builders rejected. Oh, I like this next one. Jesus Christ is the Son of righteousness with healing in his wings. Turn with me to Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi 4, 2. Malachi 4, 2. Oh boy. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. You see, the word Son is capitalized, which is talking about Jesus Christ. It has a deity significance, amen? Anytime you see anything capitalized, it has a deity significance. Now, Jesus Christ is the true, he is the true light. Turn with me to John 1, 9. John 1, 9. John chapter 1 verse 9. And it says, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Cometh into the world. Okay? Jesus Christ is the truth. Let's turn to John 14, 6. John 14, 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me tell you something. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus Christ is the one and only true way, and there is no other way. Don't let anyone try to con you into thinking that there are multiple ways to get into heaven. Because I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ is the only way into heaven. Amen. He is the way, the truth, the life. It means there's only one, and there's only one Jesus Christ. And if there's only one Jesus Christ, that means there is one Word of God. If there's only one Word of God, I choose to believe that the King James Bible is the perfect and pure and inspired Word of God. Amen. The other translations have things added or taken away from it. But the King James Bible is the only true and pure Word of God. Amen? Now, okay, so he is the truth. Jesus Christ is the teacher and master, okay? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26, verse 19. Matthew 26, verse 19. And it says, and the disciples did, hang on a second. I just want to make sure I have it right. Matthew 26, 19. Oh, I was in the wrong one. Matthew 26, 19, it says, wait a minute. Hang on a second. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Amen. So, let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 2. John chapter 3, verse 2. John chapter 3, verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Amen. And then let's turn to John chapter 11, verse 28. John 11, 28. And it says, and when she had said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Master. He is the one and only Master. Amen. And so, Jesus Christ is God's unspeakable gift. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Jesus Christ is a witness, leader, and commander to the people. Let's turn with me to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 4. Isaiah 55, 4. We're almost done. We got one more. Actually, we've got two more after this. Two more. Isaiah 55, 4. Isaiah, that is Jeremiah. Isaiah 55, 4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Amen. So Jesus Christ is a witness, leader, and commander to the people. Now, we're going to go to Isaiah 9:6. He is called Wonderful. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And you want to know something? Jesus Christ is wonderful. Amen. He is the one and only wonderful God that we serve and praise and worship. Amen. Last one. Jesus Christ is the Word. Turn with me to John chapter 1, verse 1. John 1, 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You notice again that Word is capitalized. It's talking about Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ. He is the Word that became flesh. Jesus Christ is God. He is God. He is God in the flesh. He is the Word of God. He is God. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And there are many more names and titles. Now, turn with me to Revelation 19:13. And then we'll wrap it up. Revelation 19:13. Revelation 19:13, it says, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God, that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Amen. And by the way, his word are spirit and life. If Jesus Christ is the Word, and his words are spirit and life, that means Jesus Christ is the life. Amen? That's pretty good, isn't it? Now, so, let's, I know I didn't really talk much today, and I'm sorry if I kept on stopping and kind of staggering and stuff like that. But listen, that's actually it for the this is it for this series, and we're actually going to be going on to something else probably tomorrow. So keep me in prayer. But here's the thing, you guys, believers. If you're here and listening and watching this, I want you guys to be encouraged. Okay? Isn't it amazing that we can take encouragement of the names of Jesus Christ? Because the names and titles of Jesus Christ can actually describe his attributes. Amen? Like Redeemer. He is the Redeemer. Amen? He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the one and only teacher we have. He's the one true God. He is God the Son. God, there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Amen. He is the light. He is the true vine. He is the Son of Mary. He's the Son of the Most High. He's the refiner. He's the rock. He's the rock and the rod and branch of Jesse. He's the root of David, the rose of Sharon. He's the Savior. He's the second Adam. He's the chief shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He is our shepherd. Amen. He is Shiloh. You see, all these different names and titles, we believers can take and be encouraged by that. That's why it's so important to stand on the promises of God. Amen. If you're watching this and you don't believe, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, and you put your faith and trust in Him, you'll be saved. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Listen, Jesus Christ wants a relationship with you. He loves you. He died for you. He went through pain and torture. He had a thorn and crown shoved on his head. His beard was plucked. Amen. We have to understand, Jesus Christ went through a lot just to save your life. But are you willing to put your faith and trust in Him? Amen? Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. And like I said, this is actually going to be the last part of the Names and Titles series. Okay? And so tomorrow, we're going to be talking about something else. We're going to be getting into something else. So keep me in prayer for that. Keep me in prayer. You know, again, for just stuff that's going on in my life. And please, if you have any ideas on how to set up a donations page, please let me know. And, you know, I love you guys, you know, and all I want to do is to preach the truth and tell you the truth. And here's the thing, God says, let God be true and every man a liar. Don't ever take what I say for truth. You take what I say and match it with the Bible. And if I'm wrong, then let God chasten me. But if I'm right, I pray that He'd show you. Amen. Listen, I hope you guys had a great week. I hope you guys will have a great start to the weekend. I love you guys. God bless you. And tomorrow we'll have another Pastor Brandon live. And I'm hoping to get some more videos out next week. Anyways, with that said, God bless you. I love you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Love you.